school is at, what educated it, and what they added to it. I had a good contract when I said yesterday. Very good contract. Heck of a contract. Basically, she told me, I said that she has to build a Kabbalah of Shia. Part of it, I'm not backing out from it. Part of it. But it does, part of it, I think I have to back out from it. Despite Zeb's question, the difference if you leave the tefillin on, or if you put them on, Mela, in terms of Lala Lazman tefillin, the Rambam sheet, we had a whole sheet of Torah. It's a lab, if you're doing something, you're not doing anything, that makes sense. As far as Xayra, what's the Xayra? Shem Yishan, Shem Yerodim, Shem Yafiyah, whatever all the Shemites throw in. What's the difference if you leave it on or if you put it on? It's all one of the same thing. That was a Kachelo, Mahalach. The Mahalach was based on the fact that the Torah used an expression, the Piskei Harosh, Lala Lazmatzvil, he passed that out Lala Lazmatzvil. I said that the nature of the din. The Rabbanon was called the Tikkun. Rabbanon came to the Raisa Tikkun. The second the Raisa, if you allow the Lav's man tefillin. So then, there's a distinction we saw in Rashi and the Rambam between leaving it on and putting it on. So too, we hold the Lav's man tefillin. But Chazal Matakin and Shamir Yerodim came to the Raisa. The Kasha was a good Kasha. It's very nice quote to Rashi and the Rambam. Beautiful Shtukul Torah. Rambam was trying to attract the tour or the rush, and the rush specifically debunked this distinction. He rejected, refuted, rebutted, says it's no good. Mr. Ramas, let's look inside. Open your rush, Simon Yazak. You should work on tablets yesterday. I understand. Open your rush, Simon Yazak. The Ein Lomar. Sabri, Lila, right after the Ayin test of the Yidir Chavos. The Ein Loma, the Sabri, Lila, last my tefillin, Abu Shor, La Shos, and Berosho, the Marat, the Lerga, and Ashok, the Lerga, and Chain of. No! The Lom is Sab, the Lame, the Hoki. Kay, when Yiki, Sue, the Rice of Ovaba, say, Yimidita, the Lila, who are the Nami, you made this Alka. Whoops. The question they asked me was for Valt. I'm saying it's time to run into the Torah, the Rosh. That the Takin, Lila's man tefillin came the rice of the Rambam sheet and the Rashi sheet, but the Rashi and the Torah themselves rejected us. So they just rejected me. Baruch Hashem. Okay, I'm happy to be rejected. I think I'm trapped. I said yesterday it's incorrect. In other words, maybe correct that this part. The Torah used an expression Lila's man tefillin in two approximate terms, so we can say they came the rice, but specifics. Of the head to leave it on, it's not going to work because the Rosh itself, there is no distinction. So, I said, okay, I'll be Balabatish. Something will be Balabatish. Chazal, then it's Zera, not to put it on. Okay. But, they didn't go so far to make it take it off on grandfather clause. Such and such, they should go so far that not. So the Tamidim added another twist. See, as we're going to back discuss momentarily, as we're supposed to start today before this kasha, shlok me up, there is a mitzvah within the soul to wear tefillin all day long. Take a look, that's what we're going to start with. The Be'alokha, Lam and Zayin. Simon Lam and Zayin. Mitzvah Sipes, Mitzvah Sam Liyol Sam Olam Kol Ayom. All day long. So the Berlocha says, I'm the Begodim Shem Estapik in Min HaTorah Chayev Kol Ayom. O Min HaTorah Dai Beregat Shem Meniach. O Min HaRabonim Kol Ayom. Nowadays, B'tlu Ha'achshav She'ein Lonu Guf Noki. Master Gigan Shalvarim, with no idea, Yomechot, Klaal, Tvilin, Luchpot, Bidl, Mitzvah, Tasei. We need a Rega Olam, Kima Mitzvah. Ava Mitzvah, and Amuchar, and a Torah, the Yosna, and Kol Ayom, Aisha. So Mitzvah, Chiyuvis, 1 minute a day. Mitzvah, Chiyuvis, all day long. She was Yaakov, Pasad, and a Torah, and Tvas, and Kol Ayom. It's a dispute, but I think you mean. It's a Chiyuv all day long. It's a chiyuv, but we don't do it anymore nowadays. How can it be that we don't do it nowadays? It's a chiyuv. So the Mefarshim explained, Yesh koach b'yad chachamim lakir dover ben ha-Torah b'shev yal tasev. The chachamim saw that the madrega that good for them, although it's a chiv to wear tefillin all day long, they uprooted the chiv b'shev yal tasev. That's a klal. They know the power lakir dover ben ha-Torah. What? Well, Yevamos, look at Yevamos. Look at the Messiah of Yevamos to get prize in all that. You should know this Gemara. Right. So Bechana, the famous piece in Yevamos, the Kovetz Arts, he wants to know what the difference in Kumbase and Shev Al Tasa. Is it the Chomer Eser, the Allah is more Chomer than an Asse? Well, no. It's a matter of an action or inaction, irrespective of how serious it is. It has three different stories, and also that makes Chomer Al Tali, a beautiful Shtimul Torah, the Kovetz Arts. If Tamina suggested, he has to wear tefillin all day long. Pashin is Rabbi Yosef. Don't make fun of me. Pashin is he has to wear tefillin all day and all night. I can't do that. Or with Pashin Laila is Matt tefillin. So theoretically, she went to a tefillin 24 hours a day. Okay. Say, you should fall asleep, whatever, you can't do it. Okay, fine, can't do it. However, perhaps the Chazal said that you may not put it on, but you may leave it on. It's not just a pshat that they were nice to us and they didn't make an example that a grandfather was. Perhaps Chazal had no ability to be goes there to take it off. That's called kumbaseh. Ein koach yad chachamim lach adavah ben ha-Torah, but kumbaseh, then you have to take it off. That's going to fit in with the all the problem I did, I don't know, but this talent, I like to call Tamina, who have interesting ideas. You can say Balabadish, or you can say Lovdish, whatever you want to say, but my way, yesterday's probably not going to work. I made a kalai over here. I said, okay, I instructed Shat in the Rosh of the tour, basically, came the rice of Rashi the Rambam. I think it's going to work. So, Shakar for the Tamina. Let's then go back, that's just an introduction. Let's go back to where we're supposed to start off over here and discuss more of this issue, a very critical issue of Tefillin once a day. So, I have a safety at all. The Moad and Usmani Sternbuch. He talks about it in two places, this issue. He has the Reish Sam of Zion and the Reish Tzadites. We'll go later on. Reish Sam of Zion is a footnote. Footnote out. Is there a Chiyav Tzvillin all day long? Hashem Shad, yes. With Zerayas, the yes. Has to do with a famous Gemara in Shabbos. Shalisha, Balkan Afayim, say Hor Vayav. Hare Avshik from Kiev, Mitzat Tzvila also Yom, Tzvila Hayla Rosho, you call him a mixture, name of the Hor Vayav, Shabbat and Mitzat say, Evein Amaniach Kol Yom. Whoa. All day long, that's what I'm saying. Found the beer Allah was specific. I thought he quoted, but I don't see it here now. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Yisori HaTorah, Perek Hei Alocha Aleph, says exactly that. The reason why Elisha Bar Nafayim took off his tefillin, you may believe it was time for you. I got a whole story there. It's because he had worn the tefillin earlier that day. Exactly. That's exactly the reason. So the first source that the Chiyuv was once a day that I know about in print is from the Kesef Mishnah, who says exactly that. The other Shabbos don't say that. Apparently, all the Chiyuv to wear the tefillin the entire day. Oh. So he says here at the end, something which I thought about my own, Rosh Kivanti, it may depend on Lila's mantra and the last mantra. Why? If Lila is, I'll read his Lashon, I have an extra twist. Even at Torah, Lila's last mantra, like the Rambam, Kevan shalayla mafsek es achiyuv toli biyom ayla kol yom. Like the siyas kapayim. Once a day. Here too. Once a day. Rov poskim uho. Minatar layla is ma'atvilin. Achiyuv tmidi. Velo shayach lechol yom biyom. We don't measure it in daily doses. We measure it in minute doses. Ken shabbat me agon the brisk zatzal. Shepirish mechiyuv tfilin. She ain't chiyuv kol yom dafka, but a chiyuv tovit. let's get a practical text. You have two choices. You wear tefillin tomorrow, today's Tuesday, MTT. Okay. So you guys have a choice. You can wear tefillin tomorrow, Wednesday for a minute, and Thursday for a minute. Choice number one. Choice number two, you can wear tefillin tomorrow for 3 hours, not wear it all on Thursday. Well, to the brisk garage, 3 hours, better than 2 minutes. I'm like, oh, it's all Thursday. What's Thursday? What? Where's it say? Where's it? Show me. Where's it say that every day is a separate day? It doesn't say anywhere. This is the sheet of the brisk garage, as he quotes over here. Fine? Fine. This is what he says. Now, I thought more than that. I thought more than that. Rav Osai, the Shamar and the Chukka is also one of the Yom Yomimah. We have it in the negative. You put on tefillin at night, so then you have a problem. I say a lot. Wait a minute. Perhaps this pasuk is itself a source that you have to put on tefillin by day. The Shamar and the Chukka is one of the Yom Yomimah. Yom Yomimah. Yeah, but Yomim. Yomim, you know, we forget about Yomim, we keep talking about Lelos. It says Yomim, Yomim. And so I found that, sure enough, in the fancy Gemaras, the Pacific Gemaras, in the back, there's what we call the Otsar Yunim at the back. Feel free to look it up. It's Yutes, it's called base. That they say that there are those who claim that if you don't, you have to put on tefillin once a day, based on the clearance of custom Yomim Yomim. It's not only not at night. Not at night, an implication of yes by day, once a day, every day. Of course, that's only about number what? Laila, Lazman Tzvil. It's not just a real Sturman writes, because Laila's Mafsikos. It's more than that. As if you Yom Yamim, it means the plus is going on Tzvilin. So therefore, you have to put on every day. Otherwise, not. Otherwise, not. That's what I thought. This is over here, the Reish Samosai. The Reish Tzadi test. Backs out a little bit. A little differently. Towards the very end. He quotes the. He comes to the next topic. Chalavai, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. They came to the brisk garov. Why are you not with Phil Chalavai? What's going on? You're about an essay. This was very cool. He was the biggest medactic in the whole wide world, Teodua. He's cool about this one. Yeah, for so many days, 5 days, 6 days, not putting on tefillin, but called the sun have to put on tefillin. It's cool. It's like this. Hey, tefillin, Mr. Say Pablo. No such thing. You should always be wearing tefillin. We don't. We're about to Mr. Say every single day, the same as Chalamayit. Every day is Chalamayit. I got to Shampur, I got to Chalamayit. Every day is Chalamayit. Only difference is 1 minute a day. It's a difference. You don't count the difference of days, you count the difference of hours. This question didn't bother him. Every day we learn Rav Hoseinu, Shepot Yerosono Shloniach Mechashash Hesar Adas. Focha, Nachshav is Bufi Tehoros, etc. This is a big example. After the Chalamayit is over, a person will try to sit for 3 hours and put on his tefillin. No, even kind of mitzvahs to say, more. It's not that good yavim at all. There's no bit of Chalamayit. Doesn't depend upon that. So therefore, the same way as you rely all year long on the possible of part of us with tefillin because you don't have good for Makshav and the Kiyah, so too, on Chalamay, you rely on the Rabbanim and say, you should put out tefillin. The brisk was very cool. He's always so nervous. Pushing him away. That's the end of Reish Tzadi test. Look back at everyone in Reish Tzadi. Oh, it's a whole story. Is it a Kiyah? Is it not a Kiyah? Okay? Goes back and forth, back and forth. Well, the Rambam, it says the Svat Rama, the Kiyam is Kol Yom. That's what we said earlier. And we said it based upon the Kesef Mishnah as well. It still isn't called. I thought he called it. I'm not seeing it now. You want to say, if I care for another Rambam? Rambam says in the end of Perigdala, it was Tvila. Apa, Pisha, Mitzvah, and Losha Kol Yom, Mishtras Tvila, Yosem, and Akol. You see, the Kiyam is all day long. My opinion, he jumped too fast. Who said? There's a key all day long. Avada, no one denies that. No says, if the Tzitzis is a chiyuv kol hayom, I want to stick with what he said earlier. The quote of the Rambam, in point of fact, that kesef mishnah that we found, that's, she doesn't have anything. It really is once a day, every day. She tells a lot of Tzitzis. He backed out to the Reish Sadi test based on another Rambam of mitzvot kol hayom, based on mitzvot kiyuv kol hayom. He should never have backed out. In my opinion, should have stuck with what he said earlier. The Reish Sadi test, and not backed out in the Reish Sadi test. I don't know. Care about saying? Now, fine. Interestingly, Rabbi Osak, we've already pointed out that we don't make a bracha of Lishma Chukot. Even the Rambam left it out. And we explained to Machlokas in the Yerushalmi, one day holds you have to take it off, and then you would make Lishma Chukot. One day you don't take it off, so we don't make Lishma Chukot. That's what we had suggested. Others have a different pshat and gans. A different dispute. Is it an assay or a lav? If it's an assay, you can make a bracha. It's a lav, it's no bracha. I'm past the lav, you don't make a bracha, a lav. Fancy a footprint, which I saw in some of the posts. Fine, let's get to the real point of today. Do you wear tefillin chol hamoed or don't you? Let's take a vote right here, a vote. Well, you're not voting, you know one's voting independently over here. Okay, who puts on tefillin chol hamoed? How do you say you live in Eretz Yisrael?
Right, so we do it in our house.
You're crazy. I know. Israeli puts on tefillin chol hamoed. They'll catch them, it's kuch nefesh. Put on tefillin chol hamoed. Did you ever try it? When those players, I come after you. You try it once?
I mean, my family.
Did they strangle you, or they first they gave you a karate shot?
Well, I locked the door, they were so sick.
If you're an American Eretz Yisrael, no, I can hear it. Israeli, you're an Israeli! Okay, whatever. Let's take a look, Rabbi Osai. What's the din? What's the din? So Tosis talks about it. Let's take a look quickly. That's what the Rishon have to say about this very, very heated issue. Here we go. Yatu Shabbos is Yom Tov B'Shem Atzinos. This we read this yesterday in the Gemara. We didn't have the Tosis here. What does Tosis say? What does Yerushalmi say towards the end of the Tosis? Yerushalmi says, he said, Kol Sevodam Tefillin Mezuzah Le'atzma, or Le'acher Asur, he says, no, Rabbi Tefillin, Kol Sevodam Tefillin Mezuzah Le'atzma, Lav Zman Tefillin, Afilu Achi, Shor Lichtov, Nimta Tefillin, Belo Aram, goes to a whole discussion. Rabbi Isai, it's a little complicated. I'm not going to read every last prat of prat. The question is there tefillin chol hamoed or not? So first, I start off by saying, chol hamoed is no isa malacha, so maybe you should put on tefillin, but you really don't, because it's chametz and it's sukkah. Then they say, you really do. The question is, what's the psak? So if you look at the Shulchan Gibor, just for a minute, he says it all depends on this very, very critical question. The nature of the Yisra Kol HaMoed. This is Chav Vav Os Aleph. Quoted from the Smag arguing on the Rif for this issue. Anocha Tzvim Kol HaMoed. Moshe Menichin Tzvim Kol HaMoed. Why? The Os Pesach Vesuf Asim Yasiyas Molocha. Uva Kol HaMoed Mutter Min HaTorah. And he quotes a Yerushalmi that way. It's a Yerushalmi that way. Before a Yerushalmi, there's a Chiyuv Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. We can make the following suggestion, of course. Maybe, according to the Bavli, there's no Chiyuv Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Why should the Bavli try to dispute this? They maybe dispute what's the nature of the Issa Malacha of Chol HaMoed. The Yerushalmi seems to say, Klar is the Rabban. Famous Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Amar Rav Abba Bar Mamol, up to me, I would cancel Chalavayim. Imagine this. Cancel Chalavayim? Why cancel Chalavayim? Lo Amar Torah, the Torah said Chalavayim, not the love of why. Hela Kadeh. She opened the shows to the Oskin the Torah. But now, what are they doing? Ochlin, Vishosin, Upochazin. Ooh. Terrible things. So really, we should really do get together and cancel Kalamar. Now you can't cancel Dinim Daraisa. That's the iron. So the presumption, I'm sure, is that Dinim Rabbana, all the Rabbana get together, we can make a convention and cancel Kalamar. The Mishamah of the Salamah Salamah is the Rabbana. This sheet tossed up, you have to put it on Kalamar. So should we leave up? But many poskim, including the Bia Halacha, think on this. Look at the opening, I think it's in the Tav Kuf Lamed. It's the opening page of Shigur HaKelekov. There's a whole discussion about this issue. And he's noted strongly, which is Paskin, Melech HaSalmoy is Doraisa. If Melech HaSalmoy is Doraisa should come out, you shouldn't put on Tefillin. So now there are two reasons not to put on Tefillin. Either because of the Matzah, Chometz, Sukkah axis, who throw a little bit of food, why not? Also the part of the of what you're doing now. Or we pass in Lava Salamite is our Isa. So I give you two reasons, two separate distinct reasons, not to put on tefillah. Oh. But the question becomes in evaluating this, let's just see how we make these evaluations. Let's open up to the Shulchan Aruch of Osai in Simon Lamadal. Shabbos v'yomtov also l'niach tefillin. V'pnei she'em atzman os. V'menichim v'hem os aker v'yazilzal l'ol shalehem. Rabbi also, where does it say that? What's the source? Yes. Zohar. So Zohar, Rabbi also, is something which you're not even clear to know, and I told you. So why is the Shulchan Aruch jumping before the Zohar? Beis. V'chol avoyed gam ken also l'niach tefillin mi'atam ezev yatzman. Now it's true, we all know that it's an oath. No one's denying that Shabbos is an oath. Who said that this prohibits wearing tefillin, Rabbi Osai? When it comes to Laila, last man tefillin is a prohibition. Shabbos, last man tefillin, you look at posts in many places, they say, means you're prohibited from wearing tefillin. Nowhere in Shas Bavli does it say there's an issur to wear tefillin on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, with no rice. Yes, there are a couple of technical reasons. Who knows why they asked to wear tefillin? Who knows why they base it elsewhere? Who knows why? What are they afraid about? Carry them. Mishnah Sarah said, did they have on them? What's it do with this? There's no Yisra B'Pashtus. None. You look at the Torah. But the Torah quotes it in. Shabbos and Yom Tov is part of that tefillin. Doesn't say it. There's no Yisra. Where is this Yisra coming from? As a matter of fact, the Karanora talks about this a little bit. He wants to say, well, maybe we mean the Yisra of Baal Tosef. Well, Baal Tosef. That's not sure what I'm saying. So what, O's? No, that, what? Baal Tosef. It's a difference. That's a very nice idea, Baal Tosef. He talks about it. But, okay. A lengthy piece talks about a discussion of Laila. He throws in Shabbos into this long piece. It's like this. Oh. He says, wants to know that the Rambam seems to say that on Laila you may leave your tefillin on, but on Shabbos you may not leave them on. He wants to know why. Tarbaya mechad konafka. You know the answer from the Rambam. It's not mechad konafka. He darshins yomim below Laila, which is not darshin the low call yom, but it doesn't happen. What did that already yesterday? About this Nakuda. But on the simple level, we don't find anywhere in Talmud Bavli that Shabbos Lav Zman Tefillin creates an Isser. To the contrary, there are many Rishonim who say, it's a Ptur. Yes, it's a Gzeira, you shouldn't wear it, because you may have also some say you can wear it in the house, so you can't wear it in the house, it's a Hifl Saltzah issue. Some say whatever you can't wear, in the house. Except for Shabbos. Don't do it out our reason right now. That's where it starts. This is all in the Sefer Kerem. So, not only is this a problem, but there are those who say that there should even be a Kal V'Chomer. Anybody Kal V'Chomer? If, Rav Hosai, Laila, when there's an Isser, you still allowed to keep them on. Kavachol, Meshavas, and Yantam, when there's no Isser, you should certainly allow to keep them on. Talk about the level of Doraisa, that only before we get to any Xeris. The Rambam is Meduik Fakert. This is the Lashonis of the Rambam, Rav Hosai, in Hilchot Tefillin. Do you have Ram open up, please? Aloha Yud, Pergdal Aloha Yud. Zman, the first three words. Zman hanochas tefillin v'yom. The word we use, Rav Hosai, hanochas tefillin. Shabbos v'yomtev, einon zman tefillin. Whoa, what word is left out? Hanochas. This deal is found in the Sefer called the Amik Baruch. That one word. We're here, he has another tefillin, simen vov. Okay. Makes that beautiful deer. A real brisk deer. You gotta love it. Not about the word hanochas, and leave they left the word hanochas out. What does it say, Shach? If it's an issue, we have a yom mima, they can't put it on, as we said before, because it's on the lab. And the lab is only doing something. If the ma'adim nikwa b'hoyal os, go to Shabbos and the ma'adim nikwa b'hoyal os, oz amir to the gabri, the end is my tefillin klal, kev lo shayach bu in behen in yonah the tefillin, Shabbos yom tov ma'adim os. So therefore, by lab, it says, man ha'nochas tefillin, ma'is ha'nochas. Shabbos Yotnev, he says, and it's not filled. This is our nochas. The Gamri, and it's not filled. Risk of time. Okay? 3 seconds. Beautiful. Of course, the question becomes, Rav Hosai, what about the Isser that's found in the Shulchan Aruch? Where did it come from? I'm still not exactly sure where it came from. Had a little bit for Yitzchok, an answer. He said, the Chelik Aleph Simen Dalet. I'll give you the kitzur nimitz, what he said. Goes through the various Rishonim. All the Rishonim seem to say that on Shabbos and Yom Tov there's no Isser. Just that you're potter. Just potter. No Isser. Of course, Tosfos, Rashi, Tosfos, Sofer, Kama, the Beitza. Hey, Isser. There's no Isser. Oh, okay, very nice. No Kiyum, no Isser. So what's going on? He finally quotes the Rambam. His finish is that the Rambam holds that Shabbos lavs man tefillin against the other Rishonim is actually an iser rabosai. That's his major chiddush, his major breakthrough. It's an iser. It's an iser. From the chol ha'ol, it's against Tosfos. And therefore we have to take it out, take them off. And the Karadar's kasha is miyusho. It's against the gra. The gra said you have to take it off only to the Shemayotzi. You may carry it the street. It's very shver. He's talking about all the Hilchos Tefillin. He's not discussing all the Shabbos over here. That's the upshot of the Priyitzvah Chelek Aleph Simin Dalet. Now we understand very well. Shulchan Aruch said Shabbos V'Yom Tov Asur. Boo! It was a Zohar. Not to a Zohar. According to the Rambam, it's also Asur B'Din B'Nigle. Not B'Nister. Rambam didn't have a Zohar. So it's also B'Nigle. At the Priyitzvah's breakthrough. And then the Machaber, when he says Asur, it's not necessarily relying on the Zohar exclusively. But could be based on Dinah de Gemara, the Nisr and Shabbos Piyantiv. Yeah. Otherwise, as he puts it in Pri Yitzchak, why does it say you should put on the tefillin? Be something. Call them by the suffix. What do you have to lose? Put it on. Either Zohar, if you're a Zohar, you're a Zohar. You get stuck with Zohar, forget about it. But you're all from the Zohar, so why do you put on tefillin? Call them by? Yeah. Refer to the Rambam. Yeah. Rabosai, it's interesting. The Moman Avram is bothered by what the Karaimah raised. Why isn't there Baltosif? Baltosif. Okay. So Shabbos, you know, we don't put on tefillin. What about Chol HaMoed? The Balt. What if it's not risk-free for the Chol HaMoed? Because you have the Zohar, you're a Baltosif problem. Open up to the Moman Avram, please, here in Sivan Lamed, Lamed Aleph, rather. Moman Avram Sikot base. He's bothered by this kashya. Why isn't the person who puts on the tefillin on Chol HaMoed, isn't he afraid of the terrible violation of Baal Tosef? Mamanichim Chol HaMoed ain't all of Mishim Baal Tosef. Why not? Kevin she'ena b'chavei lehosef. What's the smack? Pirish. She'osef Mishim speka. Shema Chol HaMoed is chai b'tfilin. Look at Aaron. Whoa. So the person... Can you raise your hands again? Put on Chol HaMoed, raise your hands again. I'm asking you, Shiloh, when you put on tefillin, do some past Pesach. You make it tonight? If it's, I'm chayim tefillin, I'm putting on tefillin. If not, then I'm not putting on tefillin. Who made that condition this Pesach? Nobody. What's he talking about? What's he saying? What does that mean? Who thinks about these things? Put on tefillin, you put on tefillin? Who thinks about these things? Oh. So the Machlis HaShekel writes over here, take a vote in a second, the Machlis HaShekel says over here with Beirish, that you say, I'll call it to Oblom HaShe'ein HaMavarach HaLeyen. The Mavarach HaLeyen, Eid Ev Shalom HaDosu B'Shem Sovei. Boy, you're not sure the Baruch B'Sovei, Sovei Baruch L'Matala. And both say, who in this room puts on Tfel HaLamayit with a Baruch? So you're all stuck about Tosu. Not B'Shem Sovei. I don't blame you, the Ramah says that. The Rambam says that. Let's take a look. The Rambam says over here in the base, you're all Ashkenazim. V'yesh of shabal amarev chay betfilin v'chein dogit b'chol glilas elu l'anichat b'mayim u'levarech aleim. Hello, Shem v'baruch aleim b'chol rog. It's like, that's Shem v'baruch aleim. I'm sorry, we never make rog b'chol rog. So, yeah. What's going on, Rabosai? Apparently, the people who make a bracha, they are absolutely sure that they're chayim tefillin. They have no doubts. So therefore, they have to worry about Tosef. Oh, the Mishnah Berurah, though, is not so sure. The Mishnah Berurah passes. Open up. The Mishnah Berurah tells you what to do. Here in Simon Laman Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah passes our loch on the Maisa. Sivkot Mechaz like the Taz. Okay? It's the Berurah of the Chashoi. Why? They shall love the machlokas. That's why. Shall the machlokas? They scream out of the nip. So no, brachal matala. They should go in the street for shul. And the assumption over here, for some reason, is that the shul is not going to be the machlokas. We'll see some. After the scheme of the zantaz, he also told the nip on the leaf brachal. Ki ha brachal say the machlokas, so he brachal the hakel. And the gross says, no, there's no egg in the dots, yesh omer shikr b'shas. Because the Gra writes all the writers they put on Tefillin Chol HaMoed, Golamand Omar, Shabbos V'Yom Tov is not Tefillin. It proves nothing. Kavachol Chol HaMoed. The Gra knocked the whole thing out. Everything. Rabbi Elias tells the boy to knock down. Al kopon in bracha, b'vada yishlahach, but not to make a bracha. Catch this now. I challenge you. Gam kodem aloch yiyach shebedato. Im ani mechuyev, ani menichel l'shem mitzvah. V'im lav, eni menichel l'shem mitzvah. Who, but no one is right out of mind. We have B'nai Torah here. No one thought, I thought you'd follow Mishnah Brewer, guys. I'm a first Mishnah Brewer. No one in this room even keeps it. Nobody. Period. Then he says that one shoe should be half people wearing tefillin and half not. Why? Those is going to do. The boss said, who dives in the shul where half the people put on tefillin and half don't? That's the first of Mishnah Berurah. Moses Goddard. Let me show you that says that way. Unless you go to the chassidim, but nobody wears tefillin. Or you go to the Yankees, everyone wears tefillin. Or you go to plain young Israel or somebody that's shul anyway, it's 50-50. Oh, you can answer which part of Europe you came from. And let's just talk in a whisper tone. We can't say this too loud. But yes, true that some of the Lithuanians followed the Rabbi Rebbe followed the Grod, didn't put on film. Risk of tradition. But most Lithuanians did not listen to the Vilna Gaon. Even in Vilna didn't listen to the Vilna Gaon. That's right. Vilna didn't listen to Vilna. All of the Grod's cloak, one little shul, they followed the Grod. Most of the Vilna didn't follow the Vilna Gaon. I kid you not. They wore film. Germans always wore film. And Eastern Europeans were more into Chassidim, mostly didn't wear tefillin, and largely probably because of the Zohar, let's be honest about it, even though we have other reasons not to, we just said, but that's a reality. And I'll tell you one story, so if you'll be able to remember the whole parasha. When the Haflah, when the Talmud of the Magad Yevezrich, who was the prime disciple of the Chassam Sofer, he was appointed as the Rav in Frankfurt am Main, no less. How that happens, another story. All the story with the get, the Cleaver get, and all the Rabbanim, the kids are Nimrod, so I don't take too much time. But the get written in Cleve, the guy thought it was Mashiach. Not the first or last time I thought it was Mashiach. So the Rabbi Frankfurt passed the get, it's a Shaitan. So the Rabbi Cleve was now in a bad way. He wrote to all the Gedolei Hador, and they all Mamashed the get. Mashiach is still enough, he knows what's going on, he's looking right again. And the Haflah also wrote a tshuva. He was still living in Eastern Europe, wrote a beautiful tshuva to be mounted again. And the only thing they have in those days, there were two, for one thing it's good, there were two vials on everybody's desk. An inkwell, which had the ink, they dipped the pen into the ink, quill, and then there was another one which had ashes on it, which they used to put on the wet ink to dry it up, so it would be able to send it out to him. And Haflah wrote a whole tshuva that Torah, and then by mistake, he reached for the ink, poured it all over the tshuva, tshuva was ruined. Had Haflah been a Yankee, what would he do? Write tshuva again, but since he was a chassidishah, and he said, this is a siman haShamayim, I'm not going to write the tshuva again. He was the only gadol who didn't write a tshuva to be mounted to cleave again. Nope. Rabbi Franklin passed away. The Balabatman, they have a lot of Kabbalah Torah in Germany. Thank God, the Marshal is a good Yekis also that they keep me afloat. So we're not going to hire anybody who wrote a Shuvah to be Matan to the Get. By definition, it was Mazal from our previous Rabbi. Disqualified. Search committee. There was nobody left. There was no one in statue left. Only one! Who was it? Not for Pinchas Alevi Hartz. They offered him the job. Went to the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, this is a Yankee, it's not a Hasidish, what's going to be over here? So the Rebbe said, look, different fruits grow in different countries. Gold is at the hedge of Yimatsliach, and he was a starling, he was a rock and frapper for many, many years. Came the first Yankee, there was a tumble at Shtot. What's the Rebbe going to do? You all know, it's the Talmud of Al Shem. By then, Chalila, the way it's filled with he walks in the shul like he did every day with tefillin on. Very ridiculous. You see, very ridiculous. It can't be go. He's going to be in the Mishnah Berurah. You can't go against it to the aim of the Shas Ben Hodom. He has a bidding of Avram. Meredith. His whole life is going to. It's such harata for the Rav, such a chassidah, he knows that the Zohar is the acquaintance with the tears. What was it? Wild phrase, right? You saw it yesterday with the Marvel Congress. You saw it, I heard you reading. Fairly. He still put on school. Fuck. Many years passed later. And he was also an intern. Many years later. Reading the Robert Fackers does not give you a life forever. The first Rav was there, the flow of it many years later. And he was going through his things. And with the woman who was working in the house, said, oh yeah, you have a tefillin? The rabbi had three sets of tefillin. Three sets of tefillin? Well, we know Rashi, we know Rabbi Tam, we know. What was the third? Well, this is the one he wore only on holidays. Yeah, can I see that one? He opened it up. Empty. Okay, but that story, remember? He's a lot of the story. It's printed, I didn't make it up myself. Okay, fine. From all sides, that's what it says. So, what can I tell you? I think, if you ask me, that all of you who don't follow Mishnah Berurah are still protected. I'll tell you what. If you look here in the Taz is a Sukkot base. Nearly call a good shaminich below Brahma Palamoy Shapiro. Brahma Saint Amakris. And the Zohar Mafling Ma'od Ba'odash and Apostle of Palamoy. And the Rosh himself says a Mavarah Bohimsit. Shmada Inki of the Lord. Ula Rosa Kazar. And look at the Hagos Mayri per Dalvashem Smak. The Eish Lanicham below Brahma. He ain't over all about Tolson of the Skav and Hosef. Came nearly. So where do you find this Agos Maimon? You don't find it yourself, you only find it in the Frank Rambam. If you look at the Frank Rambam, called it the Fus Kushta, Perek Dalet. Those who have the Frank Rambam, open it up. It's a Perek Dalet, Rabbi Osak. Perek Dalet and Fus Kushta to the back. Find it. Halacha Yud. Frank Rambam is Perek. I thought my name was Kushta. No? Konstantina. Same thing. Constantinople. That's called Istanbul. All the same city. A different version of a God's name. Go. Stan. Perry. Dalin. I love the Yud. Go. Kolomari. The Machlaikas. Etc. Shalmi. Fine. As follows. Smack says, Tov l'alicha v'lo bracha b'chalamoy, ki eina over baltosif elevim b'skai v'lehosif. He never said that fancy size of Mishnah Berurah. What I think he means is, the mere fact that you leave the bracha out doesn't trick people. So those who leave the bracha out, I think I'll hold free. Those who make a bracha, and so far I have no solution for you, that you run a risk of baltosif. He has to make punishment. The fact that you make a bracha indicates you're not worried about this. You're passing the heklit. That's your father and your grandfather and your great grandfather back to the rabbi passing their way. Minig Ashkenaz. And they want to know. How come an Eretz Yisrael nobody, except for you, a few, went to the Chalom Bayit? What happened? The answer is follows. There's certain unstoppable coalitions in Eretz Yisrael. We talk about the coalition with the party, the Kadima, a different coalition. Who came to Israel first? Sfaradim. They were there first. They don't wait for the Cholamah. Chas v'sholom, the Zohar, the Pachah. Who came next? Midian Gerorah. The Gerorah went to the Cholamah. Who came next? Tamidei Baal Shem. They don't wait for the Cholamah. Whenever those three got together, it became an impossible coalition to ever overcome. So the Ashkenazi Jews, plain ordinary Ashkenazi Jews, waltzed in the 19th century, the Johnny Come Latelys, into the Holy Land, said, I don't care what you did in the name of the town in Europe, you're not going to do it over here. And they established Biat Chazaka. But the Yad Kea can't have any children on the other not your head either, we'll bang your head over you. That's it, by force. That's how the Dominic became universal in Eretz Yisrael, at the time, my astounding understanding, that nobody wins. Now, is now a Yekesha Renaissance. Rav Hamburg from Bnei Brak. He's trying to reestablish the Yekesha Menhagim in Eretz Yisrael, where they were ignored for many years by many people. He said he went to Rav Yoshev Zatzal, and Rav Yoshev said, "You want to do it? Do me a favor. Not in Yerushalayim. Not in my backyard. Not in Yerushalayim."
Huh? He filled in a remote.
Remote? That's out of the area. But they had many places in Bnei Brak, I think. And I think they were filled in another way. They locked the doors, closed the shutters. I think they got away with it. I don't know. I'm not sure. I have to ask what goes on over there. They're trying to reestablish a Yekesha beach home or something.
I've been to the
kids
too.
Oh, what?
I've never been to one of the shows
I've followed. Oh, so maybe they don't do it. Find out for me. I'm not sure what they do. I think he said it. I'm not sure. No, I don't. From both sides, once we're here, if you wear tefillin chalat, that's a good question. Those who wear tefillin chalat, when do you take them off? When do you take them off?
Tell me.
I just say kriyat shema. You're going to try it. Those who wear the shul, when do you take it off? Hazara sashas. Take a break. I don't like it. People start rustling and boogling with the arbiminim. And I say, no way. If you want to do it, you can do it. But you have to wait for me. After Hashem Shalom, I'm going to first get my Lulu Master Gap. Live an extra minute. Take a good tefillin. That's what should be done. However, despite what I just said, you should wait. We've begun on that very task. Similar to Alice of Cotton Base. Says as follows. Yes, it should be done before Halal. It should be done after Chazar Sashatz. Nonetheless, Achshav Nogu L'Stachan Achat Kedusha Shal Tzvila Shitzkasa. Correct? After Kedusha, correct? Not before? When we call up on Sarah, the Chavar L'Shvoa Chazar Sashatzvila. Got to do both at the same time. Got to walk and chew gum at the same time. Take up your tefillin and listen to the Chazar Sashatz. I have so many Tavim this year. I'm sure you're able to do the multitask. Do the vote at the same time. Look at Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Sifkot and Zion. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Zion quotes this. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Zion. Say, Kodem Halam. Achshav Nogu. Achav Kedusha Tzvus Tches. Mikol Mekol Sifkot and Zion. Lishmol Chalot Tzvus. Who has a meaning? Anyone in this room? Had one of the 9 days of Chalamayla Chutzlars keeps the tefillin on longer. What?
I noticed people on the first day of Chalamayla Pesach.
Correct. Why the first day of Chalamayla Pesach? Why? Correct. Because the parasha of Kadashim Lebuchar, which is in the tefillin, is read. That's some of the Germans do that. Keep it on longer. Even though it's through Halo, what do you do? Kadashim Lebuchar. Yeah?
You're according to the thing, so you make a bracha, wouldn't it? Relevant to the
holocaust,
all I do is that it's
your oaths. Okay. I'm just letting you know that's what the meaning is in these places. Fine. Very nice. What about Rosh Chodesh? What about Rosh Chodesh? We do a Rosh Chodesh. So, what does it say over here? What about Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is different. Why is Rosh Chodesh different? Take a look over here, from both sides. It's end of Simon Chope. End of Simon Chope. Fascinating. You know what? Why don't we look at the Dibbe Chamudas? We've got a head start. The Kod Ayin test. We started the Dibbe Chamudas by Tisha B'Av. It's a sad day. Let's talk about happy days. Happy days. Open the thing of the Dibbe Chamudas. It's the Kod Ayin test. Over here. Chazal Beis Yosef. Achshav Nagu LaOlam LaHaniach Tefillin LaAleihem Ad Achat Kedushas of Olatzion. Chosuk Ramah, the Lachlos Asher Omar, Gimel Kegushos Vidal Kadesh. The Haila Amar Kadesh Yosel. We'll make the count soon. I'll pick up Bolo. Fine. What about the Beis Yosefs? Is it delayed? That's Mr. Sfar. The first day put the Sefer Torah back when? After the Kaddish Sabbath. That's after Ushul Molotzir. Okay? Rambo says, that's in the Bath of Aminik. We put the Sefer Torah away immediately. So it's like no difference in Monday, Thursday, and the other days. Rosh Chodesh, Kodem Musaf. Why? Keser. And Nachman, and Yosef also show Keser the Tefillin. Like Chalamoy, there's a Kess of Hashem, we don't have our own sorrow. And the Rabbah, it's a minute to take it off before Musaf, even though we don't say Kess of Anaritzka. The task order to go to Lech and the left is filled out for Musaf and the Sarashkinas. You ever see that in your life? No. Look at Sibyl Tafay. Macham is Sibyl Gimel. Nogul Olam Lelach has filled out for the Shalotzir. Rabbah, Al Kabbalah, Shlosh Shlush Mitzkabah Kadesh, Kadesh Yosef. That's what the doctor did. Sefer Torah, they put it back. Rambam says, now they put it back earlier, it makes no difference. Rosh Chodesh, we call it Keser. Okay? Rambam says, if you don't say Keser, you don't have to, but we do it anyway. We take it up anyway. That's the Mishnah follow the Minhag Avot. It's interesting. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. It was so quick, you can read every single line of Mishnah Berurah. Nun Hey. What's the rush? They got the tefillin. Yesh, Ein Mashin, Nohol Ha'em, Yosem, Menachiyu. The bare minimum. What's the Magen Avraham? The Tzrich and Guf Nogi. If you fail you, you show your beard is on the other. And then you wait till all day long. The Arid and wait till Alkin the Kabbalah. Milo, where the Lachlos ad Akar Amilo. Ki Milo he owes, what's filling him owes? So before she makes Adrabo. Worse. They say, no. You have to have two osos. You have to have Milo, and you have to have tefillin. Mila is obviously hidden, and the tefillin is you're wearing on top of you. Shabbos, you also have two osos, Mila and Shabbos. So therefore, since there's a connection to Mila, which is one of the osos, you should wear tefillin and dafka when they are doing a bris mila after dafka, which is the proper custom. Right, shalosh kedushas tol soferu. What should it say? It's important for Achron. Shalosh kadeshim the arba kedushas. Because Baruch Hu counts, Baruch Hu Kedusha. Sava Barura is the second. Kedusha Amida is the third. Ubalatzian is the fourth. Three Kaddishim, four Baruch Hu, after Shemon Esrei, and Kaddish Sholem after Ubalatzian. That's what he says. Because Kaddish Yosef doesn't count. Doesn't count. Some say she went after Kaddish Yosef. If you fold it till and say Kaddish, it's not good. The Kavana family Yeshmei Rabba. So he keeps going about this discussion. And finally, I hope to show over here in Sitchaton Mem Tes. When you take a Rosh Chodesh, after Volatziah, Kush Volatziah, Kodem Sheomer, Yirasa Fanecha Shenishma Chukecha. What's that? A throwback to what? Vishma Hukos, I'm doing everything. But Shimon did the Kaddish, why? Kaddish will have to make Kaddish the Tfilah. No one I know takes up his Mishma. I never saw Vishma Hukos these days, but in some shuls, especially if they got Grunner and Strum, they add the Yagam Torah either, the brick. Never takes off the Tfilah. And then they say Kaddish, Khatzi Kaddish. We've seen that. Eretz Yisrael, right? Seen it in America too? Yeah. Okay. I haven't seen it in America, but in America, so I've seen it. And that's a different custom that we have. Our custom is saying first say the Kaddish, Kaddish goes back to the same before, and then we first take our tefillin off afterwards. That's what it says. That's what it says. Fine. These are some of the halachos which are significant in respect to this issue. Okay, boss, everyone with me so far? Let us now continue with some very important matters with the 5 minutes remaining to us. Which are going to be talking about tomorrow, Shia. But tomorrow, I really want to get started with the sugya of lefty right. We're behind schedule. So I'm going to start a little bit before that, but hopefully it'll be finished with that. We're doing the scrawled Maramakomas the lefty righty, that's the Siddur of Zion. What's the bat? Gradually get to the bat. Slow. We have an issue of Hesed Hadas. We'll talk about it now for 5 minutes. We'll continue with that tomorrow. Hesed Hadas, the Gemara is with Perish. Kalaholof, and it sits. Here's the Gemara, Bosai, and Afman, and Vov of the Babes. Chayavoro, the Mashish, the Tzilin, Kol Shok, Kalaholof, and it sits. And then the second before the rights. Shinda Bukubetis. Hikshara ben Simcha Ose. Hey, but it's filling for Kavana. Ech Yopal the Spal O Likwa Krishnaman. We have a split screen. There's schizo. You think about your tefillin, think about your davening, and preach at the same time. Materials. The always thing for mitzvah, potim and a mitzvah. Came in the yeshlo, the kai and shneim b'yachad. And therefore what? And therefore what? What's his answer? So when you're thinking about Krishna and the tefillin, which you have to do, you're potim from thinking about the tefillin. So says the Rabbeinu Simcha. That's how I understand it. However, Rabbi Osai, take a look at the Rosh Simcha Baal. Rosh Simcha Chof Aleph, everybody. See what he says there. The Rosh Simcha Chof Aleph. Let me see here. Okay. We're going to do a Rosh Simcha Chof Aleph for a few minutes. Rosh Simcha Chof Aleph, the time from Vim Toma. Can we with me? Rosh Simcha Chof Aleph from Vim Toma. Vim Toma. Hech Shina Saroi Mutter. Well, I have a discussion over there. Shina Saroi is permissible. How's it possible? Well, also, let's see if that in the head. We show she is not in him, so she see if that in the head. Or I mean, you know, to be a Ramba, but it's on the terrace that was it. So, how may I say that that's a little Shome Bekalos Rosh who be spoke? I will Shome be Yiro, Miss Asik, Miss Rokov, I will be Shome Bekalos Rosh, and also, Ben Dato Alea Mamish, Ain't the Nigra Hesadas. The Lotte Machi, Hey, don't call them on the Yaks Villa Kaleo. But they not make Shimistan and make a Hesadas, you shall hear Havle Olam, the Ain't Khan Kalas Rosh. We're saying, according to the Rosh, it's not a positive you have to think about the Tvillim all the time. It's a negative. You should be thinking about different things that you have nothing to do with Tvillim, which are not Shabbos Rosh in this nation. This is what the Rosh is based on Rabbi Yona, based upon the Rambam. Who says Kalas Rosh and Slope is Asur, not Shina Saroy, otherwise it couldn't possibly be all day. Rabbo says, just look for 1 minute in Shulchan Aruch, and we'll continue the rest of this tomorrow. Simen Chav Al Chav Ches, Sip Al. Simen Chav Ches, Sip Al. Chayo, Odom, the Mashmish, but Tvillin, the whole Shah, Shul Yasir, Data Mehem. That is Shulchan Aruch. Sounds like. Sounds like we said the Rosh is more megillah. And the Rosh said it's just a matter of not having negative thoughts. Negative thoughts. What's going on over here? So this question is a good question. Then tomorrow we'll try to tackle it. We'll discuss the first part here with this, and we'll start the left and right issue. Hands are lefty. Let's discuss this.